بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having granted us the ability to gather here today and to finish the Tarawih Salah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the Malaika and to cause His mercy and His Sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom he has mentioned with them. Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Hira, and he would spend time, you know, contemplating and meditating, thinking about the affairs of the people. So he was in the cave of Hira when the archangel Jibreel, or Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his truest form. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this angel with 600 wings, each wing spanning from the east to the west. Imagine you are sitting all alone in a cave and only a lion had to come. Imagine the fear that you would feel being backed up into that cave all alone with a lion at the mouth of it. Here Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in all of his magnanimity, came down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This frightened Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After the encounter, he goes to his wife and he says, "Zammiluni, zammiluni, cover me." He was trembling with fear. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is then pelted by his own people, driven out of his home. He goes to Medina Munawwar, and he leaves his hometown that he loves to the extent that as he is leaving Makkah, he turns around and he looks at it and says, إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبُّ الْبِقَاءِ بِقَاءِ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِلَيَّ. I love you the most. You are the most sacred and most beloved place to me. But if your people were not to remove me from you, I would have not gone. He left that land. He went to Medina. He lived in a strange land. He made that home his own home. And he suffered through all of these difficulties, troubles, trials, tribulations, went to war, went to battle, lost so many of his companions in battle. Why? Also that the deen will come to you and I today, so that we can sit here as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In today's ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَءُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Indeed, a messenger has come to you, one who is, he pains with your pain. He is hurt when you are hurt. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He loves goodness for you, O mu'mineen. رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. He is tolerant, he is soft, he is easygoing with you and merciful to you. This was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for the sacrifice of that one human being, that one messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of us here today would have been sitting worshipping Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allahu Akbar. It means none of us would have gone to Jannah. It means none of us would have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah made it such that He sent this messenger as a mercy for mankind at large. You know, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلْكُمْ. Indeed, my example and your example. كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. It's like the example of a man who kindled the fire. فَجَعَلَتِ الدَّوَابُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهِ. So you see the moths and the flies and the different insects falling into that fire. فَأَنَا آخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. So I'm holding on to your parts. وَأَنْتُمْ تَطَحَّمُونَ فِيهِ. And you insist on falling into that fire. Look at this parable that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strikes for us. He's telling us, I'm standing, I'm watching you going towards Jahannam, going towards the fire, like a moth goes into the fire. At night, when you've kindled the fire, have you seen how the moths fall into that fire despite them knowing that ultimately we're going to be burnt and die in this fire? We will die. It is our death, it is our destruction. In the same way, we see the beautiful sins that are around the fire. Zina, drinking of alcohol, doing haram, talking, backbiting, hating others, jealousy, doing wrong deeds, is all beautiful, it's nice, it gives you a sweet taste on your mouth. But what are you doing? The same way the moth is falling into the fire, it's attracted, it's bedazzled by all of that beauty on the outside. The same way that that moth is falling into the fire, we are going into the fire as well. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing? He's pulling us back. Come back. Come back. Through what? Through his teachings that he has left with us today. So, my lesson today for myself and yourself is that when we hear a lesson from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then first and foremost, let us say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon this messenger. And secondly, let us take heed of the message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One last thing, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu wa lam yusalli alayhi. The miserly person, you know, the stingy person. We call a stingy person one who has money in his pocket, but he can't take it out. He has money, but he can't take it out. No, no, it's mine. Leave it in my pocket. It's better here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the stingy person is who? The one whom, when my name is mentioned, he doesn't even say, As-salatu was-salamu ala Rasulillah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we can't say that much, then we haven't understood the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to follow him and to love him such that we enter into Jannah with him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.